We are up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. Shnei Rukim Echotam Yechot. Shnei Rukim. If we have two different deposits of saliva. Yeah, Shnei Rukim.
Echotam
Yechotar.
One's tar because it comes from a taritic person, right?
And one is tar because it comes from a person who's tar. So now we have, a question. The question is, did someone who is tar make contact with one of these two? So we don't know which one he made contact with. So toilin, so if true makes contact, sofek, we do suspend, meaning that we do not burn it, but we do not allow a kohen to eat it. So it's toilin. It's suspended. Al magaon, if you make contact, v'al ma'ason, if someone carries it, v'al he seitan, if it's moved, b'rishos ha'yachet. V'al magaon, b'rishos ha'rabim, b'zman shen l'shen lachim. And likewise, touching it in the Rishos Sarabim when it's moist, the Al Masa'on Bein Lachin Bein Yevashin. So let's see the Rav, a lot going on over here. We have two different things, deposits of Rukin. Echot Tomei, Lav Tomei Vadai. Ooh, when it says Tomei, it's not Tomei Vadai. Shara Yadua, Shehu Yadua, the Shel Zav, Oy Shel Zava, Diem Kain, Berishos Ayachid, Lisref, Kishar, Kol Sofik Tuma. If when it says here that one was Tami, it was Tami Vadai, and now we have a question, we have a suffix in the Rishos HaYachid, that a person who's the Truma make contact with it, the halacha will be that we burn it. So he's saying a very big chiddush. That being that it says in the Mishnah Toilin, since the Mishnah says Toilin that we suspend, obviously we're dealing over here when it's only a suffix Tami. Got it? We have over here a collection of roik.
We said one's tahar, one's tameh.
So he's saying now that if the one that's tameh is vadai tameh, then the halacha would not be toilin, the halacha would be surfin.
We can't say it's talking about, so let's go back. So shnei rukin echad tameh, it's not really tameh, it's a suffik tameh.
Look what it says. I'm
telling you now, you're telling me. I could never in my wildest dreams thought of this. Because it says tummy straight out. Doesn't say suffix tummy, it says tummy.
Well, that's what he's mechadish. Echa tummy, lav dafka, lav tummy vadai. That's exactly the point that he's being over here. When it says over here, it's lav tummy vadai. It's shahu yadua. Lav tummy vadai, shahu yadua, the shalz over, shalz over. That's the Nechlaim is coming to reject your wildest dreams.
Good.
Your wildest dreams are invalid.
Right.
Okay? Dim kain birshus yachid lishref, if it will be vade tame, dim kain birshus yachid lishref kishar kol sofek tuma, you would have to burn it. You would be required to burn kishar kol sofek tuma. Ella, when it's over here, Ella echad tame, when it says in the mission the words tame, you know what it means? Ella echad tame shuhu mistam roikin. It means you have saliva that came from a stomach person. A stama person, you go into the street, you go and you pick out a person, a person that we don't know who his status. V'yechatar, diyodua shehu shel adam tar. The cave in since, v'afilu noga vadai b'tamei zeh, shehu stam reikin. Even when the person who is vadai, if you touch the vadai b'tamei zeh, shehu stam reikin, ein elamid rabbanon, hash tadik, a safik noga b'tar. Now that we have a something else, only mid rabbanon, in the event that if a person that true makes contact with a person that's stam roiki, and it's only tamim midrabon, it's not tamim midraisa. And now to add to that, we have a situation where there's a suffix. If the true made contact with the tamim, it will make contact with the tahar. The male, it's going to be toilin berushus hayochid, bein amaga, bein amasa, bein ahesit, bein balach, bein biyavesh. Good. So we're dealing with. Let's review from the previous mission. If you have roik of a stam person. Saliva from a stam person and a true made contact with it b'shur, you burn it, but you don't burn it. It's not a tumah deraisa. It's only a tumah midrabanan. Okay, if you have roik from a person, stam roikin, and truma makes contact with roik from roik makes and truma makes contact with roik from a stam person, the halacha is it's tumah vadai, but it's only tumah vadai midrabanan. It's not tumah vadai midraisa. So now when we add to the equation the possibility that you did not actually make contact with it, but instead made contact with the roik that is tohor, so now the halacha will be, we go down even one notch, it's toilin and it's not going to be vadai. Okay?
It's toilin and not vadai. What's toilin and not vadai?
Toilin means that we don't burn it. If it's truma, we do not burn truma. Truma that's not tomei midatayra, that's not vadai tomei, you are not allowed to burn. There's a prohibition to destroy Truma Tahira. So on the other hand, there's an iser miso b'dei shamayim to eat truma that is tamei. This is a principle we had yesterday. Toilin. You have to know, you know what toilin is?
Yeah, you keep it toilin. You keep it in limbo.
In limbo. In other words, we let it rot. We let it let around and we bury it. You're not allowed to destroy the yodayim truma that is tahoira.
Correct.
But you're not allowed to eat truma that's tamei.
Right.
So what do? If you have truma, you do not know, is the truma tamei, is the truma tar, what do you do? So you know the answer is you do nothing, toilin. So here we have a situation, we have a piece of truma, and we have a doubt if it made contact with roik tamei or roik tar. Under normal circumstance, we would say in the rishus hayachid, safek is vad, is l'chumra, it's tamei. But being that in this instance, the roik that we're dealing with is not a roik that's tamei min ha-toira, so not a roik that's tamei vadai, it's a roik that comes from stam b'nei adam. So therefore, in this situation where we have the added factor of having the safek, we're going to be toilin. Not going to declare the truma to be tamei vadai. Good. Is it clear?
Like a bell.
Okay. So here it says over here, ben berbenam agabenam asabena hesed ben belachem yavish. Makes no difference whether you touched it, if you carried it, if you moved it, whether it's moist, whether it's dry. V'lo yavish kol kach she'in yachol lachsul lahashrois kimo shehi. Now, when it says that it's dry, it doesn't mean that it's dry to the below yabish kol kach she'ein yachol lachzor v'lishroes kimo shehi. When it says that it's dry, we don't mean that it's dry to the point below yabish kol kach she'ein yachol lachzor v'lishroes kimo shehi. It doesn't mean that it's dry to the point that you cannot restore it to a moist state. The hutar gomer afilu vaday vavdzav elo diyochol lachzor lahashroes lichemoshehi. He understands this concept, a new concept of yavish. He's translating the words yavish. What is it? What does it mean that the roik is yavish? It means that it's dry. But if I can moisten it once again. If I were to take another liquid and add it to this collection of roik, it would be reinstated to a state of wetness. But sometimes things dry to the degree where you can never reinstate. You have something that's hard like a rock. You can soak it in water. It's not going to be reinstated to its original state of moistness. So there are two different types of yavesh. There's a yavesh that's beyond the pale.
Right.
And then there's a yavesh that's within the realm of, it's within your reach. There's potential for techiyas hamesem. Got it?
I got it.
So when it says here the word yavish, yavish, there is potential where you can restore it to what it was before. Okay, let's go back to the Mishnah. So we have shnei ruk nechatar v'yachatar, toilin al magon v'al masan v'al hesetan v'rishus ha-yachid. Now let's discuss the Rishus Haram. In Rishus Haram we have a normally that suffix toilin v'rishus Haram is tohar. But v'al ma'agon b'rishus harab b'zman shen lachem, also we're going to be toiled. Now what does that mean? V'al ma'agon b'rishus harab b'zman shen lachem, e efsha shelo yidbak mehen kol shu b'guf hanogeh bohen. It's impossible that you're not going to have, you're not going to remain v'yotza mechlal safi tumba b'rishus ha-yachid v'din rishus ha-yachid e efsha shelo yidbak mehen kol shu b'guf hanogeh bohen v'yotza mechlal safi tumba b'rishus harabim. But then Rishus Ayachid Yesh like Kishnidbak a kol shaguf kol shahu beguf adam. Aval work yavish in a nidbak im nagaboy have a suffix tumor Rishus Aram the second touch. Mordekul Chiddush. He's saying that when it's moist, it no longer has the status of Rishus Harabim. Because if you did make contact with it, guess what? It's still on your body. So the suffix is on the person. When the suffix is on the person is Rishus Ayachid.
Okay.
Got it? Mm-hmm. If you're dealing with something that is dry, and the question is, did you make contact? Was there maga? Was there not maga? Did you make contact? So the shayla is only in the Rishus Haram because you did not take it with you. Because when you touched it and you left it there. Because you did not take it, something maga, you didn't take it with you. But if it's moist, then there's always the possibility that some of the moisture has cleaved, is adhering to your guf.
Correct.
Okay, so therefore that's what it's obvious. So Shneidu Gechot Mechotar, Tolu Al Magon Vel Masan Vel Hesed Bishul Yachad Al Magon Bishul Harabim Bizan Shen Lachim. Because when it's Lachim, then it's going to be attached to your body. Attached to your body, therefore it's going to be a Suffolk Tumma Bishul Sayachim. Because when it's on your body, it's going to be Bishul Sayachim. Yev Shashul Yidbak Mehem Kol 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 Shul Beguf Anagim Rem Bishul Yachad Al Suffolk Tumma Bishul Ram Din Mishul Yachad Yishul Kol 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 Shul Beguf Adam. Avul Roy Kiyove Shein Bnidvak Im Naga Pehav Suffolk Tumma Bishul Ram Vidisvei Kaitar. Now, what else does it say in the Mishnah? Yel Masan Ben Lachin Ben Yivesh. Why in the Rishrabim? Dicheshenis L'shoh HaTumah B'Rishos Rabim. When it was detached, when the tumah was uprooted, when the tumah was uprooted from the Rishos Rabim, V'Nis Seis L'Gabi Adam Nachamol. It becomes now a Suffolk B'Rishos Yachet. Loi Chashiva Oy Tumah B'Rishos Rabim. El Harehu Kitumah B'Rishos Yachet Kidam Moran. When it was to be carrying it, so the suffix on the person. The person is a Rishus Yachid, even though the person is walking in the street, but the person is a Rishus Yachid. It's like a car. A car, according to many places, is a Rishus Yachid. Even though you're going down the highway, you're going down in the Rishus Haravim, you're in your own Rishus. Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
You seem like you're totally out of it.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. This Tahara stuff is really...
No, it's not. It's the Maggid. It's the Maggid. It's not a person that is Siat Shmaya.
Yeah. Okay, let's try it again. Did we finish the... Wow, it is a long mission.
Okay. Nachamo, let's go review the Mishnah. Shnei Rukin Echa Tamav Yechator. Okay, simple.
Two spits.
A, B. You're walking in the street. Where is A and B? A and B are lying on the street. They're lying in the street.
Okay.
Okay, and you're walking in the street. You're holding in your hand Truma. And you're walking in the street, and the question is, did this piece of loaf of bread, did it make contact with one of these two deposits of Reik? Is that clear?
I'm walking in the street and I pass these two deposits of Reik.
And you have a suffix. Did the truma make contact with one of these two deposits?
Good.
So what is the halacha? Shnei rukin echatov yachatar, and you have what is the halacha toilin? So what does toilin mean? This piece of truma.
It's
a safek tamei tar. You can't eat it, and you can't burn it. So you let it sit and rot. Now this halacha of coming in contact, there are many different sfeikas. There's a suffix called maga. I have a doubt if the truma made contact. Bel masa. There's a question. Maybe masa. I carried this roik on my body. I carried it on my body. Bel has said maybe I pushed it. So when we talk about masan of bel has satan, we're really talking about the person. We're talking about magon. We're referring not just to the person, but we're referring also to the truma itself. But when we're dealing with Masan V'al Hasidim, what?
I don't understand.
It says here in the Mishnah, Toilin. What does it mean, Toilin? Toilin means the truma. Toilin is a term that we only use in regard to truma. The truma is suffix, the truma is in limbo. Okay?
Right, in limbo.
Now, this situation...
Because you touched it.
What?
Because you carried it.
No, you're fine. Now, this that we say toilin, this that we say that the person, let's make the person...
Toilin means that I'm taking the truma and I'm putting it in
limbo. Now, how did
now,
the...
Now, why did it become toilin?
Oh,
either because...
Of maga.
I touched it.
Or because of mason, you carried,
I carried it.
You carried it. Or because of satan, or you moved it.
Sounds like a satan or something like that. Satan is mekatrik.
Hasidim means you moved it. You are responsible.
Isn't that masa?
No, masa means this physical. There is it's on top of you. Masa means Hasidim means you push it. Yeah, take a pencil. I push it by pushing it.
Satan.
It's a Satan. I don't have to carry. Carrying it.
But it's not maga because I'm not touching it. It's like something in between carrying and touching.
Right. You are the cause. You are the cause of its movement. You are the cause of its movement. That's called hasetan. So in all these three cases, al magon, al mason, al hasetan, if this was birushos hayachid, so we have a principle that safek toma birushos hayachid is.
This all happened in my house.
Right, so what is the halacha? Safek tumah b'rishus yachid is?
Safek Tom Shusa Yachid is Tahar. Tame.
You're really not paying it. Shnei Irukin, Echa Tame, Echa Tahar, Toilin, which basically is a fancy way of saying that it's Tame for our purposes. Why is it why? Bal Magon, Bal Mason, Bal Satan. Why? It's a Safek. I might have a Safek. There's Shnei Irukin. Maybe the one that I touched is the one that's Tahar. Maybe the one that I moved was Tahar. Maybe the one that I carried was Tahar. So why is it Toilin? Right? There are two different options.
Yeah.
There are two different rukin. One is tell me what is tar. So why is it toilin?
Right.
Why is it toilin? There are two possibilities.
Why is it toilin? If it's tame, there shouldn't be any suffix, right? It should be definitely tame, right? Is that what you're asking?
It should be no. Maybe it should be tahar. I'm asking.
You're saying it should be tahar?
Yeah. Shnei, read the Mishnah.
Why should it be tahar?
Look what it says in the Mishnah. Shnei Rukin, Echad Tamei V'Echad Tahar.
Okay.
So maybe the one that I touched is not the one that's Tamei. Maybe the one that I touched is Tahar.
Okay, good.
So why is it Tamei? It's a Safek. Safek HaShokol. So the answer is we have a principle all over Shas. Safek Tomo Berishus HaYachid is Tamei. So that's what it says. Al Nagon V'Al Masam V'Al Sedim Berishus HaYachid Tamei. Now here's a Chid. Now let's say the same. It's explaining. Toilin.
Good.
Shnei Rukin Echatam Yachatar Toilin. When Al Magon, Yal Masan, Yal Masidin, Weber, Shos HaYachat. Now, here's the question. What about in the Rishos? What would you say immediately if it was in the Rishos Rabbim?
Tar.
So long comes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says not so fast. Because even when you are walking in the Rishos HaYach, in the Rishos Rabbim, there are times when a person is considered to be a Rishos HaYach in the Rishos Rabbim.
Whoa.
It all depends on where exactly is the point of Safek. If the point of Safek remains in the Rishus Sarabim, in the Chanami, Safek Tum, Rishus Sarabim is Tar. But if the Safek is on the person's body, if the Safek on the person's body, then it is transformed. It is transformed into a Safek Tum, Rishus, into a Safek Shum, Rishus Sarayachet.
Okay? Somebody calling?
You called me. Roth. Arya Shraga Roth, you called me. You texted me. You called me. Okay. So the Al Magon, we've 15 minutes, I haven't done anything over here. The Al Magon Bereshus Harabim. Let's say you make contact with the Bereshus Harabim.
Good.
So then Bisman Shein Lachim. So if the liquid, the roik is moist.
Good.
When the roik is moist.
Good.
So then the roik cleaves. Good. It cleaves good. To the person's body. So therefore the suffix is not in just in contact with the street. The question is it on my body? What I have roik on my body. My body is wet. So the question is this reik tahar or is this reik tameh?
Correct.
So is that, even though I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim,
like
do we
could,
why? Because the question is on my body.
It's on my body.
Exactly. If the question was, did I make contact with it, so that would be a suffix to Rishus HaRabim. But when I have liquid, and the question is liquid is now on my body, even though I'm standing in the Rishus HaRabim, in Halacha we view this to be a shayla of a suffix to Rishus Yochid. Okay, that's what it says. The almagon, the almagon, Bereshus from Bisman Shein Lachim, when the liquid is moist, or the almasaon, or the question is, did I carry it? I definitely carried it. I definitely carried upon my shoulder liquid. The only question is this liquid tahar, or is this liquid tame? But the question is not in regard to the street. The question is on me. I'm carrying it. I have a jug. I have a big jug. A big jug of this stuff. The question over here is this liquid, this roik that is contained inside, is a tarza, but it's on me. Bein lachin, bein yiveshin, it's going to be my son, it's going to be a suffik tumber, shosa yochid, it's tame. Okay, let's see the Rav. Bein my son, bein lachim, and yiveshin, shosh nidlisha, hatuma. When the tumma has been uprooted, b'rishos harabim, and he's summoning you, carry like Abi Adam, loy chashiva oy tumma b'rishos harabim, ela harehu ke tumma b'rishos hayachad kid hamoran. Okay, next. Now we go to the new case. Hoya rok yechidi. New case. Let's say it was a rok yechidi, v'noga boy unisa'a. What does that mean? Rok yechidi, now new case. We're no longer discussing the case of shnei rukin. Now we are transitioning into a new case, a case of a rok yechidi. It's only one roik.
Okay, do we know what it is?
Well, that, let's see. So it's no longer two. Until now, there was Dvada, there were two. There was A and D. A is Tahar, B is Tameh. And I don't know which one I touched. But I can identify the source.
Right.
Here, I cannot identify the source. I have Reik. I don't know, is A Tameh or is A Tahar? A whole new type of suffix.
Oh, wow. We don't know if the Reik is from a Tameh.
I don't know the Reik, the situation of the Reik. So over here too, you can how you Reik Yechidi. Vinagabo, and I touched it. Unisao, or I carried it. Or vehesetoi. So here the law is Bereshus Harabim, surfing the love esatuma in the Bereshus Harabim.
It's on my body.
Let's see what the Rav says. He burned it. Vein soch lemaber, and it goes without saying that you have to burn the chum Bereshus Yochel. Let's see what it's in the Rav. Hayrok yichidim arayim anim soim savish shaladim tamir savish shalom tar. Vinagabo in the so vehesetoi. Afilu Bereshus Harabim, the Bereshus Harabim. Viach, in other words, nagabetshuma. So you became Tommy, then you touched. Serve the love of the Chuma.
Why do I come Tommy? Why don't we say it's like the other?
Let's
game?
See. Serve the love of the Chuma. Kedatam Bereisha. Al Vadai Magon. Let's see. It says Kedatam Bereisha. Al Vadai Magon. Shohu Sofek Tumason. Serve the Chuma. So I guess since over here, when you touched it, Vinogabo, since you've touched it, so that, I guess that's the rule. These are the rules of Tumah. The rule of Tumah, this time we have a principle, a halacha, that a suffik tumber, shus haram is only in the situation where it's one of two. But in a situation where you have one object and you do not know what the status of that one object is, that's not the halacha of suffik tumber, shus haram. Suffik tumber, shus haram is only a suffik when you can identify, and you can identify the source of Tumah. I can identify this thing is Tameh, and I just do not know if I touched it. I don't know if I touched it. This is a very important principle in the laws of Sofek Tameh Bereshus Haram is Tahar. I can identify this is Vadai Tameh. I don't know. Did I touch it? Did I not touch it? Maybe yeah, maybe not. Then we apply the rule Sofek Tameh Bereshus Harabim Tahar. But if I definitely touched it, I was touching it, I was holding it, I was playing with it up and down, I was touching it. But I do not know if this thing is Tameh or this thing is Tahar. That's not the Torah's case of Safek Tameh Bereshus Harabim. The case of Safek Tameh Bereshus Harabim is only where you don't even know it's a much greater self-doubt. Because there is a possibility that I did not even come in contact with an object. But in this instance, when I definitely came in contact with something, it's just that I cannot identify the nature of the object. Is the object an object of Tumah, or is the object an object of Tahara? Then we apply the principle of Safek Tumah. Then we do not apply the principle of Safek. Then we say the rule is Safek is Tumah. Okay? You understand?
This is very, very witical.
This is Chiddush. This is Halacha L'Moshe Sinai. This is Torah.
This is very witical.
It's a Torah Kedusha. Okay, let's chaz the Mishnah. Okay, we did the whole Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. We did at least one Mishnah today. It's an accomplishment. Shnei Rukin. You have in your possession Shnei Rukin. Two different deposits. It's like oil. Shell oil. Shale. Shnei Rukin. Echot Tameh V'Echotar. And now you have a doubt. Did you make contact with it?
I know.
So the law is toilin. When it says Tameh, what does it mean? It means when it says Tameh, Tameh does not mean Tameh Vadai. Tameh means Stam. Roik Stam. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Now, when we say Tameh, what are we referring to? What's the doubt? What is the possibility? You have two different collections of Roik in the Rishus Harabim. So what exactly did you do? Safek al magon, the al masaon, the al haseiton. You have a safek if you touched it. You have a safek if you carried. You have a safek if you moved it. If it's bereshus hayachid, there's no question the safek is tummy. If it's in the rishus harabim, so it depends. If it's the al magon, if it's safek if you made contact with the magon of mago, bereshus harabim, you have a doubt if you made contact with it. Bereshus Harabim. So bizman shehin lach lachin. If it's moitz, then it's going to become tamei. Or v'almasan bein lachem bein yveshim. Why? Because now it's no longer a suffix in the rishus harabim. It's a suffix upon your body. I carried it on my body. I carried it on my body. Or I touched it. It's liquid, moist, so it made contact with me. So now the suffix is not a suffix in the rishus harabim. It's a suffix on me. I'm a private person. Every person is private. Private property. Okay, mimela. It's going to be a suffix. It's going to be a suffix tamei berishus. Safek tamei berishus hayochid, and safek tamei berishus yochid is tamei. However, if it was hesed in the rishus harabim, or it's maga of yavesh, then it's a safek tamei berishus harabim, and then it's going to be tahar. Now we go to a new case. What do you do? Next, Hayuroik. Let's say it was Rok Yechidi. Let's say the situation is not when we have Shnei Rukin, two, but it was one. Echad, one Roik. V'nogabo, and you definitely made contact with it. Or you definitely carried it, Unisao. Or you definitely moved it, V'hesetoi. So the question is, I definitely came in contact with, is this object tamei or tahor? If it's Birishus Harabim, we're going to go L'chumra. Even an Ad Kedekach, we're going to burn the Truma, surfing Elamas HaTruma, and it goes without saying, we're going to be Samachma in the Birishus Harabim, Allah has come, we're going to be Machma in the Birishus Harabim, Ein Tzach Lama Birishus HaYochid. Okay, Chaz Mishn again? Is it me, or is it you? It's me. Shnei Rukin, if you have two different paths of Roik, Echad, Tomei Echad Tohar, Toilin. Yeah?
Yeah.
When are you toiling? When? Al Maga'on, V'al Ma'asan, V'al Hesed. Two different examples. Touching, carrying, and movement. Where? When are we Machmir? Birishus HaYochet. What about in the Rishus HaRabim? Well, it depends. If it's V'al Ma'aga'on, the first of the three Rishus HaRabim, Bizman Shehein Lachin. If it's moist, why? Why does being moist make a difference? Because when it's moist, then it's no longer a suffix in the Rishus HaRabim, it's a suffix in the Rishus HaYochet. Because when it's moist, it sticks to your body. I've touched it, and now it's here, it's on me. Am I a Rishus HaRabim? Am I a Rishus HaYochet? I am a Rishus HaYochet. So therefore, it's a suffix to the Rishus HaYochet, and the law is toilin. V'al Ma'aga'on, if I touched it, Rishus HaRabim, Bizman Shein Lachin, it's going to be toilin. V'al Ma'aga'on, what about I carried it? I'm carrying it, the Shaila of Atzmi, it's the Shaila is me. Then it makes no difference when it comes to Masa, Bein Lachin, Bein Yivashin, the law is going to be toilin. But if it would be a Shail of Magon when it's Yavesh, or a Shail of Hesit, whether it's Lach or Yavesh, then the law would be in the Rishus HaRabim Tar. Total blank.
I'm listening.
You're listening, but you don't understand. You're not comprehending.
Yeah, I understand. This is very good.
Now, new shaila. Right. Let's say the shaila is not when it's shnei rukin. Let's say the shaila is only when it's only a rik yechidi.
Right.
It's a loner.
Correct.
It's a loner.
It's not too
rik yechidi.
Right.
And what's the shaila?
Right.
The shaila is this rik yechidi tame or is the rik yechidi
tar?
It's shaila yechidi v'nagaboy and you touch it.
Right.
Or uneso or you carry it or v'hesito or you move it. Birushus harabim and the rishus was what is the halacha?
Sarfet
levesa truma. Why are we so machmir? Don't we have a principle in halacha that a safek tum birushus harabim is tar? The answer is that's only when you have a safek of one of two things.
It's only one.
But over here, it's one, and you definitely made contact. The only question is, the object you made contact with was a tamei or a tahor, then we're going to be machmir. And this is true. If this is true when it comes to the Rishus HaRabim, the Ein, Tzorech Lomar B'Rishus HaYochid, it goes without saying that when we have the same subject in the Rishus HaYochid, it's going to be Vaday Tamei. Kashrut again?
No.
Is it clear?
Sure. It was clear the first time. Which is Tata Chazer. Go ahead.
So we Chazer again. Is it clear?
Why?
Do you understand it?
Yeah, of course.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Zion.
Zayin elu sfekoi shetiru chachomim. These are the following sfekos which chachomim have declared tar.
Beautiful.
Rav sfek no Rav. Number one is sfek mayim shuvim. What does that mean? Rav sfek im naflu lemikva ze mayim shuvim beposu. We have a solved. The question is: did mayim shuvim disqualify mikva or ilay naflu? Are you sure inu shenaflu by mayim shuvim besafek im hayibram shloish shalugim shushir kedei livsolus a mikva. All the other svekos are going to be explained in the next mishnah. So therefore, he only gives one example. Elu svekos shetiruchal. This is tar. Svek mayim shum. So that means if he rules a mikvah, I can't wait until he puts out a book on mikvah. Mikvahs. I can't wait. He only put out two.
Put this out on Taurus. We don't have no pictures on this either.
What? Yeah, pictures. The only pictures. This is simplistic. Everything here is simple.
Two pictures we have.
These things are super simple. Why do you need pictures for these things?
I would get my money back if I were you.
These are super simple.
Go back.
Before you turn around, we'll be finished. We'll go to picture land. Okay, we'll go. There's the only one he did. So we'll have to go to learn. In Yirtz Hashem, learn Zeroim, Peya, Demai, Vaisasheni.
Nothing on Kachem?
We already did Shvias. Kachem is Dafyomi. We have to do Kachem. We did all the Kachem. The Kachem Dafyomi. We're talking about Kachem. Every Mesach that you do it in Dafyomi Kachem.
So what? But we didn't do it together. Kachem is harder. I don't care if we learn Zerom anyway. You want to learn Zerom, it's fine.
I only want to learn Mesach that there's no Dafyomi on.
Whatever you
want
to do, it's fine.
You want to maybe learn. Okay, Vaita. Elu sveiko shetir chacham. The following are the sveiko shetir chacham. Sveik mayim shulim. You have a mikvah. Sveik mayim shulim. You're trying to make a kosher mikvah. How do you make a kosher mikvah? You have to have 40 saw of rainwater, natural water.
Natural.
Once you have 40 saw, once you meet the minimum, then you can turn on the faucet and you can put no matter how much water, everything is in mitar. Now, but while the first 40 is critical. The first 40 saw has to be critical pure water, rainwater. What happens if you have 39 and now you throw in 3 lugim of mayim shuvim? The whole thing is disqualified. So therefore, we have over here. You have 39, and now you have a suffix.
Did I put 3
in? The last, let's say 37. And now I throw in the last 3. I have a suffix. The last 3, was it rainwater? Or was it mayim, shuv, which would disqualify the whole 40? Mm-hmm. And you'll never have a kosher mikvah. So it's a suffix. So the lawyers, you'll be makel. You have a suffix, mayim. These are the following. Be'elu, sfekel, shatir, chabim. Number one is sfek, mayim, shuv. You have a suffix, mayim, shuv. The lawyers are going to be makel. For makel, we assume the best. We assume the water is not mayim, shuv. We assume the mikvah is a kosher mikvah. Sfek, mayim, shuvim. La mikvah for mikvah. Now all of the examples is not going to explain because the next mishnayos are going to explain. The next one is svek tumah tzof al pnei mayim. We have tumah that is floating on water. Okay, he's going to explain that in the next mishnah, so we don't have to worry about it. The Rav says, do not worry about all these things because all these are going to be explained in the next mishnah. Svek mayim, svek tumah tzof al mayim. Number two, svek mashkin l'tamei tamei. We have a suffix of water. Litame tome, to contaminate litame. Sveik mayim asav al mayim pnei mayim. Sveik mashkin litame tome. All of these things are shetiaru. No, so these are safa pnei mayim. Sveik mashkin litame tome ulitame tohar. Now, what does that mean? We don't have to know what it means. We're going to see in the next mishnah. Sveik yadayim. Litame ulitame ulitaher tohar. Sefek rishus harabim. Sefek rishus harabim. Sefek divrei seifim. Sefek achulin. Sefek shiratim. Sefek negoim. Sefek nezirut. Sefek bechoros. Sefek korbanos. Okay, you like that?
No.
Okay, don't worry about it. Let's go now. Now we're going to explain.
Now I'm saying. Skip it.
So here we go.
We're not.
The mishnah just in the first case. You understand?
It's bringing it. No.
The first case. No. Savik. Sfeik.
Elu sfeikas.
Shatiru chachamim.
These are the sfeikas that the chachamim are matir.
Right. So number one is sfeik mayim shuvim. What is sfeik shemayim shuvim?
You have three left.
You have three left, and you do not know all the three left is the shemayim shuvim. So we're going to be mekel. We're going to pass that the mikvah. We're going to pass that the mikvah is a kosher mikvah.
Right.
Okay. Now. All of these things, I don't know what they mean either, but that's what we're going to see right away in the next mission, what they mean. Sveik mashkin, litame.
Sveik
tumma, tsofa. Sveik tumma, tsofa. You have a sveik of tumma that's tsofa, that's floating. Al pnei amayim. I don't know what that means. We're going to see in a few moments what that means.
You can have a sheretz on the top. What's the question?
I don't know. We'll see.
Floating.
Sveik mashkin, litame, tame. But they have a sveik mashkin, litame. I don't know what this means. We'll see. Litame, tar. Segedayim, litame, litame, litaher. Tar, seik b'shtarabim, seik tivit seifim, seik achulin, seik shrotzim, seik negoyim, seik nezirus, seik b'choyra, seik korbonos. Okay, let's see, here we go. Sefeik tumot sof al pnei amayim. What does that mean? Bein makilim, bein v'karaka, Rabbi Shimon says, b'chilim tamay, v'karaka tar. Okay, lay. What in the world is going on? Seik tumot sof al pnei amayim. Sofik im noga, b'tumot sof al pnei amayim, oilo noga. Simple case, exactly what you said. You have a sheretz. A dead sheretz is floating in the pool.
Is that film?
Yeah.
A couple of days ago. Come on.
See, Dafyomi, him, you know, what he says, him, you understand, me, what I say, there's a mental block, doesn't go in. Loi mi kol adam zocha, lul moi Torah. Im doi me rab chalamalach Hashem tzvokos, ivakish to me piru, vim lav.
Go somewhere else.
That's right. Okay, so it says over here, Sofik Tumut Sof Al Mayim. Sofik in Noga.
The sheretz on the top of the water.
You have to go? What time do you have to go?
I said I have a wedding call.
An appointment?
Yeah.
So we were.
An appointment with the Rabban Shalom. It's too late. It's 7:30. We have to go to the 8 o'clock meeting. So
8 o'clock meeting, okay.
I'll be late for the meeting, thanks to you. So I won't get the account.
Chas v'shalom. Hashem Shimizaki with the account. Plus many more counts. Should be successful. You deserve it. You're such a good person. You hear that out there?
In Los Angeles, hello?
The Gansvelt.
Los Angeles. That's one guy listening to this thing.
Sveik tumot sof al pnei amayim. Sofik im noga betumot shot sof al pnei amayim. Oilo na yeva sofik. There's a dead sheretz. There is a dead sheretz that is floating on the water. And you have a sofik. Did I make contact with the sheretz or not? So what is the halacha? Sofik im noga betumot shot sof al pnei amayim. Oilo noga. So the halacha is bein kelim bein bekarka, bein shamayim bekelim, bein shamayim bekarka, tar. Why de chashivi ki ilu ein mokayim mokayim lutumot? It makes no difference whether the dead sheretz is floating in a bath, floating in a utensil, or the sheretz is floating in a pool of water. A pool of water. The law is you are tar. Why? So he's saying a murder kid said why the chashim kiilu ein makom l'tumah. The tumah has to be grounded. We're going to be amazing every day, every mission. You have a new yisod.
Can't be floating.
Can't be floating. If it's floating, the something then it's not called then it's tar. Okay, next. Next case.
So you have a sheretz floating in the mikvah. It can't be in the tamay.
It can't be in the tamay.
Because it's floating.
A sofik. Only when it's a sofik if I touched it. Not a vada.
Right.
Sofik. Sofik tumah itself in amayim. It makes no difference whether the sheretz is floating in the kelim in the karka. It's going to be tahar. Rabbi Shimon, he disagrees. Bekelim tamay. He disagrees. If you have a sheretz floating in the utensil, and I do not know that I make contact with the sheretz in the utensil, then you're going to be tamay. But in achanami, if you have a sheretz floating in the karka and water in the karka, then nechalam is going to be tar. He disagrees. Okay, and there is no perish in the Rav. Rabbi Yehuda says no sefek yiridasai. No, I'm sorry. He does say. I'm sorry. Bekelim tamei techashiv ikil yeshle makom l'tumah. He disagrees because the makom the ain halacha kadoshim. You always like the halacha. Next, now we have a third opinion on this matter. Rabbi Yehuda says sefek yiridasai tamei. What does that mean? So he says, if you can, when do I have the sofik? I went into a pool. And in the pool, I have discovered there is a dead sheretz. And there's a suffix that I make contact with it. So it says, if the suffix you had when you make contact is when you entered the pool, at that moment in time I have a suffix, maybe I made contact with the sheretz, then you're tummy. But if the suffix was on the way out of the pool, when I enter the pool, I definitely did not make contact with the sheretz. But the suffix was when I came out of the pool, then I make contact, then it's going to be tar. That's what he says. One more time. Shaderech adam kishiyoyved lebrech. When you go down, shamayim, shakol davar shamayim bolav. When you enter, the derech is you make contact with everything. That's the derech. Machmas hahesed, the movement, shemas chiluchayitz, when you begin to bathe yourself. Avul kishoylem in hamayim, but when you ascend, when you come up, you go high, you go up, you ascend up. The objects in the water, they distance themselves from you, and they are pushed to the side of the brecha. So then we're going to apply the principle, we're going to say you're going to be tahar. Okay, next. Rabbi Yosi Omer, Afilu Ein Sham Elam Moloi HaAdam V'Tuma Tar. Now what does that mean? Afilu, even if Ein Sham Elam Moloi HaAdam V'Tuma, Shamokim Tzar, it's extremely narrow, B'derech She'ev Shaloi Shalo Yiga, it's impossible not to make contact with the sheretz when you enter into this body of water, Afilu Achi Tar. Why? Deka Savar, he holds in principle, Safik, Duk Savar Tuma Tzafa Ein Atum Metame. Period. A sheretz floating on water is not metame. Kach Matzasev, Aram Perish Kolzman Shalo Yoda, B'Vadai Shana Agabit Hida says, according to the Rambam, some interpretation is the whole first. Either you learn Shana is that so the tumah that's floating is not tummy period, which is an awesome chiddush. It's an awesome chiddush. Afilu efshelo shemokim tzala she efshelo shlo yiga afilu hachitar kosavar the tumah tzafa in the metame. Half level fell is such a thing. A dead sheretz floating in water is not metame. The Rambam says no. It just means that's a suffix, but it makes no difference whether you descend, whether you come up. Suffix is kolzman shelo yada bevada shenaga betumah tar near shem chayi ze shem chayi b'derech sheyev shloy shloyiga tamei kilotzchaz the Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah says sfeik tumah tzavu panei amayim. What is halacha bein mekilim bein mekarka? Whether the tumah is in a utensil, where the tumah is in the karka, what is the halacha? What is halacha? Where the tumah is falling in the utensil, where the tumah is falling in the karka? Rabbi Shimon says, "Sveik tumah tzofa yamayim bein mekelim bein the karka." Rabbi Shimon Oimer, that is tar, right? It's tar. Period. That's what it says in the first Mishnah. Sveik tumah tzofa yamayim, it's tar. Steak tumor, it makes no difference. It's an elaboration. Bein bekelim and mekarka. Period. Rabbi Shimon says no. It depends. If it's bekelim tamei, or mekarka tohar. Good. Rabbi Huda.
We say it was floating in the kelim, right?
Cold floating in the kelim, and I have a subject. It's floating in the ethos. I have a subject of make contact with it.
Bekelim tamei, mekarka. So what's happening in mekarka?
A pool of water, and there's a dead sheretz that's floating in a pool of water.
Only when it's in a pool of water, okay. Only when it's in a lake or something.
Then it's going to be tar. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, he says, I disagree with all of the above. I hold that it's not always tar. I don't make the distinction between utensils and karka. I have one shaila. My sake, you read us, if the suffix I have, if I make contact, was when I went down. When I descended, I entered the body of water, then it's going to be tame. If the suffix was when I made my ascent, then the suffix aliyos is going to be tar. That is the only distinction Rabbi Yehuda makes. When I enter into a pool of water,
yeah.
When I go into the pool of water, and there's a sheretz floating, and I have a suffix.
It has nothing to do with, you're saying, it has nothing to do with
kalim and karka.
Kalim and karka. Whether it's floating in a kalim or in a karka.
Or maybe he holds, maybe I think, and what he means is that when it comes that's what it seems. It doesn't make a difference.
But karka is ascending into a
mikveh. You're descending. You're going. You're not dealing with people with a mikveh. You're dealing with people with a pool of water that's not kosher for mikveh. You have a ditch. A trough. a feeding trough.
Yeah.
So you fill it up with water. Huh. The water is all mayim shuvim. I take a bucket, huh. And I now descend. I go and I enter. When I enter it,
yeah.
So if I have a suffix, if I became tummy when I entered, then the law is tummy. If the suffix, if I make contact with it, this tum tummy that suffers when I made my ascent, then the halachas I'm going to be tar.
Oh, when you're putting your hand in.
When you're putting your hand in, you know derech savik yiridasai, shederechem kishayor lebrech into a pool. Over here, he seems to be focusing on a karka.
No.
A brech is karka. Then the law is going to be tamei. But savik aliyasai tar. Then we have the fourth opinion.
What does he hold when it's in a keli?
Doesn't say. Doesn't say. Okay, l'chor he holds going to be... I don't know, he doesn't say.
Go ahead.
Let's assume we're going to be tummy. Then we have a fourth opinion. Rabbi Yosiyah me'afilu ein sham ela moloi ha'adam b'tumah. In other words, there's no room to wiggle. It's extremely narrow. And the likelihood is 95% tar.
He goes to the other extreme.
Four opinions. Okay, if you walk away from here, k'neged yotzeisli tzati v'galti v'kachti. First opinion is, in every single situation, tumat sefufa, tahar. Second opinion is the opinion of who? The Haluk Rebbe Shimon. What does he say? It's the chilik between kalim and karka. Kalim is tame, karka is tar. Kalim has a mokam, karka has no mokam, kalim karka. Third opinion, the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. If it's derech yiridasan, we're dealing with a karka. If it's derech yiridasan, tame. Derech aliyasan, tahar. And the last opinion is, even if it's a 99% chance that you made contact, always going to be tar.
So?
Okay, so we did today three Mishnayos. Three Mishnayos.
As he's back, and he's got his coffee.
Okay, I have to finish the test. When would you have an opportunity to learn this?
How many minutes?
46 minutes.
That's good.
Well, three Mishnayos. Tyrus. How many people leave this world knowing Tyrus?